And with choices, initially, students are sort of hesitant. So initially when they come in, their first question is, Ms. Shelton, what are we doing? What is this going to do? How is it going to help us? And then once we log in and they begin to sort of begin to explore choices, then their questions begin to come as, well, how do I find this? Or how do I find out more about this? And we talk about the process and how choices begins to work and operate.
In this segment, Patrick Wright helps a high school student named Trey explore himself and his choices. You'll also hear from Arisha Shelton, who reminds us that every child's dream is important. It's the best place to begin.
All right, so go ahead and hit the enter key. All right, then go ahead and click on Choices Planner in the middle of the screen where it says Choices. Yep, there's that's good. And then at the top of the screen, you see where it says Home, Work, Learn in your portfolio, click on Work. All right, and then over on the right side where it says Interest Profiler, says, would you like to build kitchen cabinets? Is that something you'd like to do anyway?
Not really.
Do you do anything with a hammer and nail?
Not really.
Right, so and that's why you'd probably say no, you wouldn't like building kitchen cabinets. Yes. Now, what's this one say?
Study space travel.
So what'd you think about that?
Not really. It's just not really interesting.
So nothing there really has gotten you interested in that. Yeah, and that's good. So I mean, you're seeing things you don't like. So, but you know, that's real important because it not only is it important to identify things you do or you would like to do in life, but it's also important to figure out things you don't want to do in life too. It's just helping you figure out about yourself. So that's what this is a assessment to try to learn about yourself.
In a perfect world, I would love for my middle schoolers to ask me about how their interests connect to careers. That's in a perfect world, but I realize that most middle schoolers aren't at that level quite yet. But that's the kind of questions that I would love for them to ask. And since they don't ask those questions, those are the things that I begin with them. I always have my students to start out by just writing down their interests and things, qualities they feel they possess. And that's where we begin to have the conversations about careers, and that's where we begin with choices, with exploring careers that match with that interest inventory.
So go ahead and hit dislike. Let's look at a few more of these questions. Now, what's the next one?
Performing nursing duties in a hospital.
All right. Is that something you like doing or be interested in?
In a way, like, because I want to be a vet, so I want to help, but just not in a hospital, but more like for animals.
What is it that you really gets you excited about being a vet? What do you love about being a vet?
Well, the idea of helping animals really comes to me because most of the time you see all those commercials about all the sick animals and the injured ones that were abused and stuff, and that makes me want to help them more.
So Trey, why is it what is it about helping that you find it's important or that you feel have a strong feeling about?
It like gives you a feeling like that makes you happy because you know that you just helped somebody or someone and you improve their life by helping them.
You always have to provide a sense of support and always make them feel as though their dream is important. That's important to them because at this moment, that's their dream and that's important. And you never want to kill a child's dream because once you do that, you can't encourage them to dream a different dream if they already know you don't support their original dream. Then they lose confidence in you. And at that point, the trust is broken and it's very difficult to reach them.